Hi, David McGuffin here, and today we're going to visit Rothenburg. Rothenburg is a small little village located on the Tauber River. Actually, the real name of the town is the Rothenburg ob der Tauber, or Rothenburg over the Tauber River. Many believe that the name Rothenburg actually comes from two German words. The German word for red is Rot, and Berg means a medieval fortified fortress. So, Rothenburg is a red fortress town. It is located in Bavaria, in the region called Middle Franconia, and is a well-preserved medieval old town with a stone wall circling it, where many, many tourists come from all over the world to visit. The population of the city is actually about 11,000 people, and most of them work in the tourism industry. By day, Rothenburg is loaded with one tour group after another, dumping into the town for a few hours, then getting back on their big bus and heading to another destination. To really enjoy this town, you need to spend the night, which is basically what we're going to do for the next couple of nights. I love to take a late evening or early morning stroll when no one is on the street, stepping through one of his six city gates and walking through the cobble streets. I feel like I've transferred back 400 years ago to the Middle Ages. During your time here in Rothenburg, I have several experiences that you don't want to miss. The first and most important is walking the town walls. Then maybe an early morning or late evening stroll. Stop by Restaurant Glock and do a wine tasting. Visit the Castle Gardens and St. Jacob's Church. And then finally, you don't want to miss the Night Watchman's Tour. The Market Square is a major center of activity in Rothenburg. On it sits the New Town Hall, which is built in the Gothic style, the Old Town Hall, which is right behind that with the big white tower soaring 200 feet in the air, and the Counselor's Tavern, which has a clock on it that gives a show every day. Now, this Counselor's Tavern is located at the top of Market Square. It was once the home to rich and famous city councilors during the Middle Ages. Back then, the councilmen would gather here to make laws and rules for the people, but mostly they just met here to drink. Today, it houses the tourist office and the famous clock show. This famous clock puts on a show at various times during the day, so make sure you check with your tour guide or the tourist office to see what time the show puts on its display. But most importantly, make sure that you see it at some point, because this clock dates only back to 1910, and then there are wooden characters that run around and replay the famous Meistertrunk story. So, in a nutshell, here is the Meistertrunk story. Back in 1544, the Rothenburgers, influenced by Martin Luther's Reformation, decided to protest against the Catholic Church's methods. During the Thirty Years' War, Rothenburg was besieged and captured by Catholic forces in 1631. The Meistertrunk story chronicles Rothenburg's narrow survival. Catholic commander John von Tilly threatened to execute the city council members and raise the town. But on a whim, he decided to spare Rothenburgers if one of them would drink an enormous ceremonial flagon of Franken wine in one go. The mayor of the time, George Neuss, rose to the occasion and with one Meistertrunk, or master draw, saved the day by downing over 3 liters of wine. To this day, the legendary deed is a much-celebrated event. Every Pentecost, the town continues to host the annual commemorative Meistertrunk Festival, renowned for its period costume parade and a grand army march. Rothenburg is the perfect Christmas town. In fact, it celebrates Christmas every day of the year. And around the corner from the Market Square, you'll find the Kathy Wolfart's Christmas Shop, nestled on Herrengasse 1. This is worth a look no matter what the season. Go inside, look at the impressive Christmas displays, and also pick up your favorite Christmas ornament. Make sure you bring along David's destination guide to Rothenburg, and especially the town map located at the rear, because it kind of points out some of the major sites you'll need to visit while here in Rothenburg. One of the most important things to do here is walking the walls. There is no better way to spend a late afternoon in Rothenburg than walking the walls. The entire route, about a mile and a half, is level with minimum up and down stair climbing. Taking your time, it can be done in an hour or so. The views from the wall are excellent, giving a peek into the backyards, neighborhood buildings, lush valleys, and the lazy river below. Begin your walk at the Spitator near the south end of the city. From there, continue in a counterclockwise direction. Be sure your camera battery has a full charge because you'll find plenty of picture-perfect views. You can get off or get on the wall at almost any tower. Well, I hope this has given you a little bit of an introduction to the town of Rothenburg ob der Tauber. Enjoy your stay. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffins, Exploring Europe.